Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is whether you can use the word woman as an adjective. Anne in Baltimore, Maryland asked the following question today.
Here's a question for you about a pet peeve of mine that's come up recently, and that's the use of the word woman or women as an adjective. For example, Nancy Pelosi will be the first woman Speaker of the House. I think in recent years, that description has become more acceptable. But if you say man physician, it sounds strange. Why isn't the adjective female used instead of the words woman or women? I'd just like your opinion about that.
Anne's question seemed very timely, and Amy in Delaware asked almost the same thing a few days ago, so I thought it was time to give this one a try. Before I answer the question, I want to address a related issue, which is that some people might argue that it's sexist to refer to Nancy Pelosi as a woman or female Speaker of the House. They'd say that such language implies that it's unexpected that the Speaker would be a woman, in the way that saying a male nurse or a female doctor wrongly implies that men aren't usually nurses or that women aren't usually doctors. But given that Nancy Pelosi is actually the first woman ever to be Speaker of the House, I don't think it's sexist to point out that she's a woman, because that fact is an exciting and unique part of the story. So then, what's the best way to talk about Nancy Pelosi being a woman? The words woman and man are primarily nouns, yet two of my reference books say that woman can be used as an adjective and don't say anything about man being used as an adjective. This seems very strange, and I can't find an explanation for the discrepancy. So, even though the Random House Unabridged Dictionary and the Neufowler's Modern English Usage say that it's fine to say woman Speaker of the House, I agree with Anne that it sounds odd. Testing the validity of the sentence by substituting the corresponding male term man seems like an excellent way of determining whether it makes sense to use the word woman. And the sentence sounds ridiculous if you say the first man Speaker of the House. Of course you'd say male Speaker of the House. So, even though some sources say it's grammatically correct to use woman, you asked my opinion, and my opinion is that you should say Nancy Pelosi is the first female Speaker of the House. With a perfectly acceptable word like female available, I don't see any reason to use the word woman. That's all. As always, this is Grammar Girl, striving to be your friendly guide in the writing world. This week you won't find a transcript of this podcast at qdnow.com. The transcripts take me hours and hours to prepare because I'm such a bad proofreader, so I want to see how many people actually miss them. With that in mind, I've created a new poll in the Grammar Girl section of qdnow.com, asking whether you'd prefer to have the full transcripts or to have more frequent episodes without the transcripts. Also, I'm afraid the results might be skewed because only a small percentage of you go to the website every week. So this is my special plea. Even if you've never gone to the website before, please go to qdnow.com, head to the Grammar Girl section, and take the poll. As for the last poll, over 650 people responded, and it was a blowout. 72% of you said that you always refer to people as who. I think the people have spoken, so even though we all know that this is a gray area according to the reference books, I know that I'm going to stick with the who is for people rule. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to submit a question, the voicemail line is 206-338-GIRL, and the email address is feedback@qdnow.com.